I'm Danielle McCartan, now with Devin McCourty here from the Tackle Sickle Cell Casino Night. The good twin. The good twin. First, we got to talk about Giving Blood today and just this event, how it's evolved over the years, and what does it mean to the Rutgers family, community?
It's been awesome just to be able to be involved, and I think to get the support of, you know, the whole Rutgers community, former players, current players that came over, didn't just come to the blood drive, but actually gave blood to, and then the whole staff here. You know, I got to talk to Coach Ash this morning. He's in Mexico on an Adidas trip, so he couldn't make it, but sent his support, and, you know, some coaches here today, seeing Coach McNulty blasting the pass back here. So it's been great, man. I think for us to be able to be involved in something we're passionate about and the good things that we've all loved in our life, Rutgers, our NFL teams, get that all involved and, you know, to come together and have a great event.
And have a home base.
Yes, definitely. And I think no matter where we go, I think, you know, it showed Jason having an event in Nashville, then in Cleveland, me in Boston. We always know for sure, though, we'll be back here in New Jersey, back at Rutgers doing an event together.
Every year.
Exactly.
like clockwork.
Yeah.
All right. So I got to ask you about the Super Bowl. We have to go there. I know you guys didn't come out with the win, but what was the mood on the sideline after Tom Brady was just this close to catching that amazing play?
It was crazy. I mean, we've seen it a lot in practice and stuff. So I was hoping he got to show up his athleticism, but you know, it just didn't work out. It's one of those plays, when it works, it's great.
Yeah.
When it doesn't work, everyone criticizes it and talks about it forever. But, you know, we ran it before. It's worked before. So we just fell a little short. It sucked to see them come back and execute the same type of play. But that's how it goes sometimes.
I was sitting home with your T-shirt on. I was like, come on, come on. I was rooting for you guys hard. So what's this wristband 145? What does that mean?
Play
that the Eagles had?
I have no idea. But, you know, I thought they did a great job of just executing different plays. I mean, we talk about it every year. Being able to have new things in at the end of the season, whether it's playoffs, Super Bowl, and if you're able to execute them, they're usually big plays. And I thought they did a really good job of executing some different plays.
New looks.
Exactly. New looks. Right. And the new looks only work if you execute them right. And I thought they did a good job of that. Right.
I wish you guys came out on top, though, really, for sure. Do you want to talk about Malcolm Butler not playing or no?
I don't care. I talk about anything.
Okay, so Malcolm Butler.
Yeah.
What the heck?
It was tough. You know, I think the whole week we knew the game plan was he wasn't going to start. You know, but once he didn't get in, I thought, you know, obviously it could have helped us, you know, and I thought personally I was tough for him, you know, to sit there. Obviously, he played, I think, over 95% of the defensive snaps, and to not play at all in the biggest game, you know, I think is tough personally for any individual, whether it was injury, whether it's coach's decision. Anytime you can't get in there, you want to be in there and help. So I know that was tough on Malcolm, but I got a chance to talk to him after the game and, you know, just tell him what he's meant to me as a teammate and as a friend. And whatever he chooses to do in the future, I think he knows. He has everybody in that locker room support. We know, you know, what he's been. And, you know, I thought the worst part of everything was all the rumors that came out.
Right.
That were, I don't know where they came from.
I know.
But, you know, like, I've never heard, you know, the whole week that he was late or anything.
Partying,
I hate it for him as far as his character to see that come up and it to be false. And now there will be a ton of people who just believe it because he came up.
Right. Now, heading into the offseason, a little bit of uncertainty. Do you think, as we know it, the Patriots, you know, Belichick, Brady, Kraft, are we all intact for next year, or what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, to me, it's simple. The NFL is about, it's a job. You know, I think everyone wants it to be like this happy-go-lucky where everyone's best friends, and it's just not how it goes. You know, I think we all have a job to do, and as long as we're all under contract and employed by the Patriots, the goal is going to stay the same, to go out there and win as many football games as possible. So, you know, obviously there's some changes, Matty P leaving. There'll always be movement player-wise, but I think at the end of the day, you know, come April 16th, the offseason program starts. Everybody will be back there trying to get better and win games next year.
That's good news for Patriots.
Exactly.
Now, you wanted to talk about standing for the anthem. The rule, as it's written, is that players should, that's the quote, should stand for the anthem. You are part of the coalition. What is your thought on that?
I think the thing with the anthem was, I thought guys used it as a vehicle to protest and get some things that they felt were important out to people. And I thought the good thing was what the players did after that. You know, I think the anthem became a bigger issue to everyone else because they wanted to make it about things it wasn't. You know, everybody wanted to make it about the military and all our servicemen and women out there. when it wasn't that at all. You know, we have so many guys in the NFL, whether they sit or stand, have a tremendous amount of respect for the military and what they do with people's families, you know, are in the military, and they speak about that. But I thought guys after that, whether it was going in their communities, going to educate themselves, you know, myself and some of my teammates, we got to go to Harvard Law and speak to a bunch of different advocates and learn about a lot of areas that we knew the surface part with the media game, but we didn't know the ins and outs. And I thought, I think across the nation now in the league, you see guys going out there trying to make it a better place. And I think it's sad that everyone overlooks that importance of, you know, as Americans, that's what we should strive for, to make, you know, where we live better for our children. And I'm happy and, you know, really privileged to be a part of the coalition.
To be able to do things.
Yeah, exactly.
Not just talk about, do it.
And that's what's been great. You know, even like Jonathan Kraft, our president, came with us to Harvard Law. Very intrigued. He was very involved. And I think now, as players, we're starting to use our resources. We're able to use our NFL teams and our owners and their relationships with legislators and different people in cities to help try to make change. And I think if we can get that done, we won't even care about the anthem years from now.
Right. And just two more, I guess. The coalition, how did you pick, or how did you guys band together?
So it was really Malcolm Jenkins, Piscataway
Owen. Yeah, is he coming tonight?
No, he's out in L.A.
Okay.
Him and Anquan Bowden kind of started it. I mean, you saw throughout the league a lot of guys doing different things. Obviously, it started with Colin Kaepernick. I think him, you know, really, you know, putting his career on the line and taking a knee in the beginning. But then it was kind of like, hey, you know, we're doing this. Hey, I'm doing that. And maybe we should all try to band together as players. And I think, obviously, there's been things that happen and everything doesn't work out. It's just like anything else you do in society, not everyone's going to agree. And, you know, things have happened. But I think it's been great to be a part of a group of players that want change and are able and willing to go do things.
Now, was Colin Kaepernick invited to be a part of the coalition?
Yeah, it just didn't work out. You know, I think it was just different ways and beliefs on how to get things done. And I don't think it changes, and I don't think there's a right or wrong person on how to get things done. I just think it's different ways. And, you know, I think, you know, him and a couple other guys felt there was different ways to go about it, and, you know, that's what happened.
All right. That's fine.
Exactly.
It's fine. All right, and then the final thing we want to talk about was the regular season and Super Bowl ratings are down. Regular season fell 9.7%. Super Bowl, smallest viewership in 9 years with two big market teams.
Wasn't the TD celebration supposed to help that?
Weren't they?
Doing?
I don't know. That was the idea.
I don't know. I think it's so many different factors in it. Obviously, so many people angry about the anthem, the concussion issue. With, you know, I think a lot of, you know, I meet parents all the time that say they won't let their kids play football. So, but I think the NFL has been moving at such a high rate about the amount of money that they've made year in and year out, that when you see a little dip, it's like, wow, they're doing better. I mean, but let's not get it wrong. The NFL is still doing really well, and, you know, I think that's the good thing. Obviously, I'm sure they're going to do everything possible to try to get the ratings back up, and, you know, there's a lot of smart, rich business owners and team owners in there that obviously know how to make money, and I'm sure they'll do a lot in their manpower to get it better. But, you know, I think on the whole, you know, you can't knock the NFL. It's still doing really well.
Right. And I want to end with a quote from Bill Belichick. I don't know if you saw it, but it said, "I can't say enough about the job. Oh, Devin does a tremendous job in every area. I can't say enough about the job he's done this year. Every year, really. I couldn't be prouder to coach a player than Devin McCourty." Now, that's a lot of words from Bill Belichick. What does that mean to you? He's the best coach, transcendent of sport, I think, in all time, of all time.
Oh, it's been awesome. I think, you know, being somewhere for 8 years, you develop a relationship, and, you know, obviously coaching player, and I think it's a lot of trust between both sides of, you know, what he's telling me, what he's asking me to do, and then me going out and executing it. So, you know, it's always good to see someone speak very highly about you, and I think, you know, I feel like it's my job to make those words true, you know, to go out there and, you know, be the right type of person and teammate and player. So, it's good, you know, like I said, I go to work every day trying not to get fired, so when you hear those things, it makes it sound like I got a job next year, so I'm happy about that.
All right, well, I'm Danielle McCartan here with Devin McCourty at Casino Night. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Appreciate you coming.